Hello, my name is Antonio. Can you please introduce yourself?
I'm Ramachandra, working as a receptionist plus arranging the work and receiving phone calls and try to understand the problem people say by phone and enter it into the system and give them who can solve it.
So when future school students came, what do you do with them?
Normally, I arrange work with them where they have to go. Normally, they went in between Deepanam school. They went to various school where they have they can learn directly with the problem with the system, and they can see. Mostly, they work with the hardware, and that is what we can give just now. And other field, I think people are very busy and there are very few people here in blue light, so there's not enough people to explain to the students. We are busy with the present work, what we need to do, and mostly with the hardware only we provided future school to participate and do something for it.
How do you think this experience was for the students? Do you think it will help them?
Sure, they can see like how much work we have for Orville, and I think they can be future member for Blue Light. And if I understood earlier, like it is born from future school, the Blue Light, and they are always a big support for future school, and it's always a joy to have them here.
What do you mean Blue Light was born from future school?
No, I heard. I mean, I think the Blue Light came because of future school, or I have to read the history. I don't know exactly, but while talking to our members, they said the Blue Light is born from future school. Like its ideas from the future school, and or it was maintained by future school earlier. I am new to this Blue Light also, so I cannot say much. Also.
The good and the bad things about Service Week?
No, the good thing is there, of course, they are sure learning when they come. It's up to them what is their interest, and we didn't able to provide, we didn't organize much, but they were mostly going to the site where we required work. And bad thing is, the organized wise, we are not properly organized as we are quite busy with present work. And they might be sometime a little bored. They have to wait for what to come next. And I think the first 2 weeks was very busy. Only for the third week, it's a little thing. They did a lot of work. So Jonas came the second week. First week was, I don't remember the name. But they were very helpful. They were always helpful. And they were always with the our service person. And they always be helpful.
Any comments or anything you wish to say?
No, I think it should continue, and anyone wanted to come to join Blue Light, and if they give any time for Blue Light, they're always welcome, and it will be great to have them here and help support Orville.
Hello, my name is Antonio. Can you please introduce yourself?
I am Jean-Marc. I am in charge of Le Morgan Café in Town Hall. And I am cooking and serving, and I live in Aspiration.
Can you tell us a bit what you did with the students who came to work with you?
What I did? So they have a share or duty, or daily duty. So that means sometimes some small work like peeling onion, garlic, and this. Sometimes learning how to make samosa, or this kind of things. Some cake also. Mostly with Gaia, we did some cake together. Voilà.
Can you tell us what Service Week means to you, and what do you think about the concept of Service Week?
So I think it's good that young people can see what is the work around them, in Auroville or everywhere, but it's good that they share this experience with the workers, and we have also to be at time in the morning, and so it's a good training for the future. And also it opens the school to the other outside world, and it's good that we go out of the school sometimes, because we have to learn also outside the school.
How was this experience for you, and do you think you learned anything?
I don't know exactly if I have learned something, but I have enjoyed anyway. So it's okay. I like to have some new face and new energy around me, yes.
How do you think this experience was for the students? Will it help them in some way?
You have to ask them. I think, you know, they are different. For instance, the one I have now, it's very shy. He don't speak so much, so I don't know exactly what he feels. I think the first one, Antonio, was happy to be there. He has learned a lot. Gaia also, I think. Yes, but I cannot answer for them. You have to ask them.
Were the students helpful and worked, or was it more an effort from your side?
No, it's they were of goodwill, so no. There is a problem, maybe, with the students, it's their cell phone. And maybe they spend a little too much time with the cell phone during the break and this and this. So, but otherwise, no, they have a goodwill, cooperative, yes. And nice with workers and this. So it was, I think, what was the question?
were the students helpful and worked?
Yes, yeah, so they were helpful, yes.
The good and the bad things about service week?
No, it's okay. The problem for me, my kitchen is very small, so we are a little overcrowded in the kitchen, but it's okay. No, it's there is no bad thing, I think. Only the cell phone, maybe.
Any comments or anything else you wish to say?
No, it's No, I am happy with that, as I tell you. I think it's a good experience for everybody.
Thank you, Jean-Marc.
Okay, thanks, Antonio.
So, hello, my name is Antonio. Can you please introduce yourself?
My name is Kamala, and I'm living in Centerfield community in Auroville.
I'm Anandamai, I live in Maduka. I'm currently replacing Natasha at the free store. She's on maternity leave.
Where do you work and what do you do?
I work in free store since for many years, and it's a great job, and it's a community service. It's one of the service its mother started, and it's going on very well, and I'm very happy to work here.
Actually, I'm working in the security service, but I'm helping out at the free store at the moment.
Can you tell us a bit what you did with the students?
They've been coming 5 days a week and helping us out at the free store with sorting out the clothes and other things that we get at the free store. They've been helping us with that.
Can you tell us what Service Week means to you, and what do you think about the concept of Service Week?
Well, this is the first time I'm in the free store during the service week with the future school students. I think it's a good concept that they should discover different areas of services in Auroville and help out and get an idea of what's going on in the community.
Especially it was a good motivation for these small young kids who's growing up in Auroville. And it's bringing up this service, what it means. For them, it's a great job that they do. Also learn about Auroville much more, working with the people and what it means. So it's really good.
How was this experience for you? Do you think you learned anything from it?
From what, working with the students, yes, it's a good experience working with different, and we've had three different students now for each week, and they've all of them been very different, and their approach to the work and the service is all very different. So it's interesting, all of this.
Were the students helpful, or was there more work from your side?
No, it's really helping a lot, you know.
Of course, some were more motivated and active than others, but generally, yes, it's they once we, you know, they learn the ropes, they know what they have to do, then it's a good help.
The good and the bad things about Service Week?
I mean, I don't know, I don't think there's anything bad about it. It's just, I think it's good to have the students. If they're motivated to help, then it's always a good thing.
It's also good possibility, you know, opportunity for them to get to know what the service, how it runs, and to work with the people, and they know much, much better how it's the Christo is functioning. So this how it's really good. They give input also, no? So it's good help. And maybe they will work in the future. Maybe they will join with us. So you never know, when they work, they know much better. Instead of knowing, hearing with services, if they're more involved, then they know much better. They have a better choice to work in the future.
Hello, my name is Antonio. I'm from Arville Radio. Can you please introduce yourself and what do you do?
Good morning. My name is Selvam. So I run the Dreamers Cafe and I work and manage the place. So basically my name is Selvam.
So recently some students came to work with you. Can you please tell us what are some things you did with the students?
Yeah, so basically past 3 weeks students coming from the future school. So they was trained for 1 week in our cafe, each students. So it's very useful for us that we feel that the satisfaction that we're teaching for the kids, for the Auroville kids, that's important for me.
How is this experience to you, and did you learn anything from it?
Yes, you know, it's for us, for me, basically, learning from everything and every moment from, it's not age difference, so you can learn from everybody. So what I learned, those kids, they were very welcoming, and they're ready to offer their work wherever the place we need. That's important. There is no more prestige issues, whatever thing. They are really open to help us in any part of the place, in our coffee shop. That's important. So I learned from that, from the students.
And how do you think this experience was for the students? Do you think they enjoyed it?
For my experience, I'm saying they are really enjoying to work here. So especially they make coffees, espressos or cappuccinos. In some way, it's helping to the students that they can go in holidays to the abroad. It helps them to work as a part-time in the cafe in Europe or in wherever part of South America or wherever. So this is the key point for them to learn something that they can survive themselves wherever they go. Or, you know, making juices, whatever else. That's a good experience for them.
So how do you start offering your work to future school students? Like, how long have you been doing that?
When we started the first year, we started in March. So after 3 months, so we started to offering, inviting the students from the future school. I have a good connection with Angela. So I worked with her before in Lataras and in other cafes. So we try to continue our helping each other, like school student training and volunteering service. That's what we come to know, and we started, you know, giving the offering students can help here.
What do you think are good and bad things about the service week?
I don't feel any bad thing with this, actually. So whenever you in outer schools, they go to the school, they learn, they mug up. I mean, they read and write, whatever. But here is one step more, that it's a practical. Learn and practical for them. So it's very new experience for them too. So while working, Working and learning is a very good experience, I feel. In this, I don't feel any bad thing. If I feel like someone who was not really interested in the field, I mean, so if they come, it's very bad for us. But rest, most of the students, they come with the interest and to learn and to service to the community. I feel in that way.
Is there anything else you want to say or any comments?
Yes, yes. The comment, I like to continue our students coming to our to the cafe, and if someone who really wants, they can also continue in the holidays times, they can come and help us. So it's most welcome. And the training, they can also extend for 2 weeks for each students. So 1 week I feel a bit less. That's what my experience. So in 1 week you cannot expect them the quality work. We are just training them slowly, slowly. That's what I'm putting my comment strongly, that 1 week is not really enough. So they need to come minimum 2 weeks. So first week, like training period, like cleaning up and how the hygienics works in all these things. Then, you know, some sort of how to sell, how to link, connect with the customers and all. It should be, there is a more way to go, you know, the dealing with the customers, making coffees. It takes like 2 weeks minimum. That's my point.
Bye.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Have a nice day.
Have a nice day.
Ciao.